We'll touch first a stick of the longness of it, and if you doubt, we'll try a stick of called the chidushim and the chumras and the anogas and the nagia lemaisa. Kosher is very, I think, it's one of the most gishmak and melochas. We have the chidushim of kosher, most lovely melochas. We'll see the fee ayana masagas. Is melocha, one of the obvious melocha, the obvious melochas in the Mishnah, in Shabbos, in Gimel, steht HaKoysha. והמתיר, או לרמנה סליקשה, או לרמנה סליקשה, אבל זה אב מלוכה את קוישה. זה אב מלוכה את קוישה. אז החקירה, the first חקירה is, what is the פשט in the אב מלוכה את קוישה? One צד is, as the אב מלוכה את קוישה, is the heft of the Maisa Koisha. The heft of the Maisa Koisha. What's it about the heft of the Maisa Koisha? As even the marshal, you say someone puts on fire in Shabbos. You have a better melacha. Fire. What is the melacha? You're not allowed to put on fire in Shabbos. The melacha is putting on fire in Shabbos. Moshe, if you kill someone on Shabbos, what is the melacha? The killing. You have melacha that the three tzorch, the Moshe, could be the isul. Moshe, bishul. The melacha is not the maisa bishul. The melacha is that came out bishul. I will give a better example. Zoreya. The melacha is not that something came out. Something comes out in the middle of the week. Hashem doesn't let you to do the pe'ula of maisa zoreya. Comes out in the end, something doesn't come out, could be doesn't make a difference. But Shaykh, in some melocha, is the Teitzah is the melocha. These are the two tzadim. The Maisek Shira or the Teitzah. So the first tzad is that the melocha in Kosher is the Maisek Shira. The second tzad is, as the melocha in Kosher is really Hashem doesn't let to mechaber two things together in Shabbos. You're not allowed to put two things together in Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it in different ways. He said also you're not allowed to sew in Shabbos. What is sewing? Putting two things together. So you have two ways to do it. There's one way to do it with kshira. You take two things and you make a knot and you put them together. There's another way with toifa, sewing. Why we need two other melachas? We'll get to find afkeminis in between toifa and kosher. That is one tzad as kosher is for the bismedrash from toifa. The yisayin of the melacha is I take this thing and this thing and I tie them together. Chgimach tachiru. As if it's a yisro and Shabbos of binyan. As a yisro to take two strings and put them together. Other the chefs of the melacha is the maisek shi. I'll just give two nafkeminas and you will hear good bachkir. The first nafkemina is we know kesher she'enu shel kayom ve'ez muta. We'll speak later in the details of the halacha. But the halacha is a kesher she'enu shel kayom ve'ez muta. If the kesher is made lezman for one day, you're allowed to do him in Shabbos and talk with him in Shabbos. Then we'll see the dinim if you think it's not like that. But that's the halacha. Kesher of zayin kesher shel kayom for 24 hours. But if you make a kesher and you have a das to open it, you put it. It's only in kosher. No one will say, I put on the light. I plan to put it off in 2 minutes. I'm allowed to do it in Shabbos. But kosher has a bezunder kule that I'm allowed to do a kosher al menas to open it. That's the halacha. You're allowed to make a kosher al menas to open it. What would be the halacha in toifa? You're allowed to do toifa al menas to open it or not? If we learn the yesod of kosher is as David toifa, chibur, und steht im Kosher als Kesher she'enu shel kayomo ist nicht kein Kesher weißt du es, als was? Als achibu, das sei ein achibu shel kayomo achibu, that is not for a good time ist nicht kein chibu the male and teufel if you do it in his man it's mutter aber if Kosher is bechlau no, shaykh is the chibu Kosher is not because you're putting two things together so, melochi, how you doing melochi for one time, two times oh, he managed to do the melacha. So that's not melacha. And so like there's a kosher, we have to know why. That if it's Einu Shel Kayom, it's Muta. But Rav Teufel steht nicht. Mele, it's awesome. So machlekes rishoni. And it's a big shayla, Lebosha, the first shayla is if you're allowed to close diapers in Shabbos. The people that close diapers in Shabbos hold tefillah l'zman is mutar. So they put on the diaper, and the sticker on the diaper, sticking things is like sewing. So these people hold tefillah l'zman is mutar. The machmirim say chas v'sholem. So machlekes rishoni, that's not a machmir. And Bnei Brak, no one sticks diapers on in Shabbos. Tfirel is man, it's awesome. So machlek is rishayim we'll see. But this is one of the mina, if kosher is mitzad chibur, or kosher is mitzad maise kosher. The second of the mina, the achronim say, the Abdenezer has a gival b'kechuna, says mitzvah lefalsen. We say that kosher, we have a tzad that is a maise kosher, and we have a second tzad that is a chibur. You're putting two strings together. This is the melacha of kosher. Now we know kesher she'eino shel kayom is mutar. Azay shtei. Kesher she'eino shel kayom is mutar. So we have one tzad, chibur. Lezman is nishkin chibur. The male we said, hua din letoifa. But if kesher is nishat chibur, so why kesher lezman is mutar? Weiss tois, muzmen zoni. As a kesher that is made for a small time, felt in the maisek shir. Kach, yolo toiro lesoif ha-meloche, Yodu Chazal, and they understand the word doing a knot. If you have any melocha, if you have the das, when you put on the light, you close it, it doesn't disturb. But then the melocha, if you have as that das, to open the kesher, fold in the melocha. As the Akkadish Baruch Hu gizok. Zog da Avnezer, Avnezer was arrived from a mall, Chester. Zog da Avnezer, Omar Azei, the kesher shall tefillin, if you do the kesher shall tefillin lezman, nishkin kesher. If you take a tefillin from your friend and you change the kesher, you're not yotzer, it's a tefillin. Because when your friend takes back the tefillin, he will change the knot back to his size. So maybe the kesher is given a kesher she'en shel kayom. The maybe lo yotzer yidei mitzvah tefillin v'mitzvah lefarsen bechol Yisrael. But they pass him la'aloch of the Avnezer.
But that's the whole time, you change it.
But it's al-das to change it. He doesn't let you to use it and not to change it. See? So that's the chiddush, whose das could disturb? You're right. But the Meister, look at the Nezer, that Val the Chisson is in the Meister Kesher, if it's in a Chibu, Hashem didn't say to make a Chibu, he said to make a Tzura, if a Dalem in a Kesher on the head, now the Kesher will change, doesn't make a difference. But the Meister, the plan is that this knot will be open tomorrow. And Shabbos is potter the chayim. The ma'aseh is to be open tomorrow. And they pass me down the nezer in tshuva. It doesn't not be a tzimis of tshuva. We'll see in a second. I'm saying the longest cloth that we will see all the chumas that are coming out from where they're coming. The ma'aseh of Shulzamo Erbach says that the ma'aseh klal is rol sitzach nishta zay. Or le'aloche for sure, you're allowed to change it not. And chas v'sholom, don't be making on it. And have your tefillin not in the right place because you're scared to change the knot. And he says the whole lumbus and the taste was an eruvin to answer that is no right. But when we call Mekoyim, we left with the cloth to tzdodim, what is the melocha of kosher? So the melocha of kosher is the maise kosher, which is with the protein, the lumbus, or the kosher is chibul tzvei zachen tzuzamen. When we can make it with a tefillin, with sewing, and we can make it with a knot. But the chefzer and the melocha is two things together. So it's rise to der tzad and rise to der tzad. We'll not try to be yashiv every tzad. We'll just bring some rise to one tzad and some rise to the other tzad. If you have a raya to be yashiv, we can zog him teru tzad. But we'll learn duch dem the melocha. The first, what is a knot? What is a knot? The etzer. A knot doesn't have to be really be a seder, a double knot. For sure we know in Shabbos what you're not allowed to do, what we call is a double knot. But we'll have clothes talking the same thing. In the shoe, you make one knot and one bow. Right? A nivo al gabi keshem, like this we'll call it. This is what everyone has in his shoe. Now, the etzem, the meloche of kosher, is to make a knot in Shabbos. Vos heist a knot. A knot is to make what we call a double knot. A knot and another knot. But we don't need dafka to make a knot and another knot. If we make a bow, we make a knot and a bow, Like what we do in the shul, this is also kesher d'oraisa. There's no kimat tzad in the world nishtazi. A knot is a double knot, other a bow on top of a knot. That's echad a kesher d'oraisa. Because the essence of kosher is that I'm tying. Now for sure the lovely for sure have a chikira alamol. What's the pshat? The first knot is a chatzi shiur. What would be if someone made the first night before Shabbos and he's doing the second night in Shabbos? Like a lot of people are nechshon on the melacha d'oraisa and they take Shabbos and tzitzis, see it's a bit open and they make a night, right? The first night was already done. If the second one's starting to run away, and the skillet will open. So in Shabbos, some people are nechshon on the melacha d'oraisa and they pull it back. So the ma'aseh, they all told me, nishka melacha d'oraisa, chatishir. The first night was done before Shabbos. I'm doing only the second chatzi. So, Hashem, we'll get to it this time, but next time, what, if it's the Raisa, it's the Rabbanon, it's for sure trying to do it. It's either the Raisa or the Rabbanon to do Azazach. What? Some people say it opens Me'ela, but you don't want it to open. We'll see. What would be a new case? It's a kesha that you want to do forever, it's Lemais that runs away. It's a new Shaila. You have Chubis Machorim that say like that. And Chuba doesn't say like that. And the answer is everyone has different kind of strings. Yeah. The hair is, everyone has his talis, you know. Some new talis, it takes every 5 minutes you can do it. You know, you buy the new, the good wool ones. It's different. But the etzem, this is the yesed of Meleches Kosher. We'll talk soon, different afkhimilas. But every knot, Shechonochim, or Achayim Shir Yudzai, it says has to be double. Could be double a knot and a knot, and could be a bow and a knot. But the kesher needs to be double. And I'll just explain to you why it has to be double, because if not, it runs away. So some people say that Be'etzem, the bottom knot is the ikar. The top one is only a chetimsa and he will not run away. So I had like five times back and forth with the B'liyashi, the whole argument, what if someone will make one knot, and then he will put a piece of scotch there, if the chai was kosher. The knot also doesn't run away. If it's a din to make it not to run away through the screen, or you can make it if you pour glue on it. Teufel, right? This reason I said pour it on the glue. So Amori said no, Amori said yes, Amori said no, and again he said yes. It's a geblieben tzorich here. But this is the yesoid of the Meleches Kosher. So double, other knot, other a knot and a bow. Now the Ramah brings down from a shibul aleket, that if you take, sometimes you have a mashal, we have it in the tzitzis, right? Some people don't, like in the end, some people are scared that the tzitzis will run, starts to get as a crumple, as a question, the roof middle is going on. The end of the tzitzis starts to open, mimic balabatim. So a lot of people think that you're allowed to something to hold, it's a mitzvah to do, to make it a little knot in the end, that like this it doesn't run away. But it's not going to be tzitzis, we're not going into it now. So some people for sure hold it's a minute kosher, like a tchila, and some people even mahal to do as a knot. You'll have to do as a nat in Shabbos or not. Zog the Shibul HaLeket, it's a day rice. If you do as a nat in Shabbos, it's a day rice. What? Because it's a kayama. Because it doesn't run away. In a double nat, it runs away. So we need to have a double nat to be a kosher. But in the head of the tzitzis, very poshut, right? Zog the lomdim, very poshut that it doesn't run away. But if the yisoid of kosher is to mechaber two things, who are you mechaber? Him and himself? If Hashem doesn't let me to make the pe'ula of kosher, I made the pe'ula of a knot. A pe'ula. I don't even make even a double one. It's a pe'ula that doesn't run away. But if the yisoid of the mechayev is not the pe'ula of kosher, the yisoid of the mechayev is vos to put two things together with a kosher, just not to let it run away. L'chua here, I didn't put two things together. So this is the first raya that I am bringing that the mechayev is a ma'aseh kesher. Now this is one raya. The second raya is shita sarambam. We have to know because it's megiyah to the halacha. We machmud aleki harambam, but we choshesh the rambam for different zachim. Shita sarambam that kesher the raya, it's only if it's a ma'aseh uman. If it's nishkin ma'aseh uman, you're not chayav in a kesher d'oraisa. Faiz of the shayla and tefira, we never found you have to have a ma'aseh uman. And no melocha, we found you have to have a ma'aseh uman. If the melacha of kosher is tying two strings and putting them together, just via zay with a knot, mechateisa adom dafom la maisa uma. If the mechayev is the maisa kosher, it's a new melacha, it's a maisa kosher. So the Rambam, that new melacha of maisa kosher, you know how you do this melacha? Only a zav as if you are. But if the melacha is just putting two strings together and not letting them to be loose with a knot, lechurah is no svara to have a maisa uma. So this is the second raya. So what raya we bring? From kesher b'roish achut. And the second raya we bring from maisa uma. A third raya we bring, kesher has to be a knot. Can't be a bow. In our shoe we have a knot and a bow on top of it. But what if you do only a bow in Shabbos? What's the dialogue? The normal case, what is only a bow? What it helps only a bow? To run away. But the normal case, the mushroom in the old days, when people did bows and sharpens, mushroom, you have to reach up. You have to climb to take someone out of the pit. You don't want, you're not allowed to, and sharpens to make a double knot. So what do you do? You take two strings together, make it a circle, and you pull it in. Like a normal one bow. And that bow, if you separate the strings and you start to pull now, it will never open. This is the mitzvah. It's pushed. If you take two strings together, you make a circle, like people do with a normal scissors, once. Make a normal bow. It's very strong. There's no way it will open if you pull it like this. Well, I think it will open. This is continue, but it doesn't. But in a second, I can get rid of it. I just pull it here and open. You potter in Shabbos. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Lechure the chibur is a starker chibur. There's no way it will open. There's no way it will open. But even so, it's nishke meise kesher. So from the din, as a niva is mutter in Shabbos, what a niva? A niva al gabe kesher yichayev, because the aniva on top holds the kesher in the bottom, like I said before. But a nive, alein is mutter in Shabbos, you see again, you have to have a maise kesher. The fourth raya, again, we'll be negator as soon when we start the Pirtei Halachos. The Mishnah Berurah holds, Shittas a Mishnah Berurah, it's a very big chumre, that a kesher that you're not, what is kesher shel kayoma? What would be if the mashal, the whole world makes this kesher le kayoma? But you're doing it only for 24 hours. You're allowed to do the kesher or not? The world makes the kesher lekayoma. But you're not doing it lekayoma. You're doing it lezman. So the Bismeir Zok, if you're doing it lezman, it's mutter. Shita sabir aloche, we'll see later Rayas Bruris, that it's also midday Rayas. So again, it doesn't make sense. But I'm planning to open it. It's nishter kayoma. If it's a meister kesher, the world macht as a meister kesher le'olam, Hashem doesn't let it do as a meister kesher. But if it's the chibur, I'm not planning to mechaber these two things together. What? Not forever. But Hashem let the chibur she'ene le'kavua, you're allowed to do. It's the same kind of knot. People don't do this knot forever. People don't do this knot. These are rayas from one side that is a meister kesher. That the mechayev is the meister kshira. Man, if the world macht as a kesher le'olam, it's also. The world doesn't do it le'olam, it's mutter. The mechayev is the meister kesher. This is mitzad echad. Mechayev is a maisa kesher. Mitzad sheni, we have mechayev mefuroshim that the mechayev is chibur. Just like not allowed to sew, not allowed to take two strings and put them together. Maybe both things are empty. One raya is shita satiferes Yisrael kalkolas haShabbos. So Yisrael has a sefer in Shabbos kalkolas haShabbos, Merichu Shabbos. Satiferes Yisrael says if you sew three knots, going in and out for three times, Zog, the Tiferes Yisrael, you chayev mishum kosher. If you sow three times, you chayev not only mitzad toifer, the chayiv also mitzad kosher. It's like the Welt Gival. He never made a ma'isa kosher, b'chlav. B'chlav nish gemacht a ma'isa kosher. He just went in and out three times. And if the Tiferes Yisroel says, chayiv mitzad kosher, so we see that the Tiferes Yisroel learned that kosher b'chlav doesn't need to have a shape of a ma'isa kshir. The essence of kosher is chibul shtei dvorim yachad. But it's noy. Punkt, why did the Tiferes Yisroel know that in this case it's different? We're not going in after the first Israel. But we see the claw of the first Israel as the Mechayev is the Chibur. Now, as another Mogen Avraham, a very Mechudishlikim Mogen Avraham, it's like again, when we start to go the Pirte Alochis Lemaise, one of the Moshul, Yeshu, got enough. But soon we will see what to do in Shabbos, Chazanish, what you do in Yeshu's. This is the normal case that everyone has a problem. You know, you tie your shoes and it turns over to be a nap. You're not open to Shabbos or not. We'll speak about it soon. Come to yourself and you say, no, it's included. I'm not cutting the shoes. I will take a scissors. No problem. Muktzah, it's a gufay. And I will cut the shoe, not in the nap, near the nap. Koyreya, mekalkim, I open packages. Yeah, chavim chavish ke problem for koyreya. Yeah? I will cut with the scissors the shoe. Not on the nap, near the nap. And I take off my shoe. Why I have to remember what we will speak about soon? What to do when your shoes are broken? Take a scissor and I'll cut a string. Cutting a string is kimat mishkin meloche. Kimat mishkin meloche. And the man, I take off my shoe. Zogim Gnavrom, what do you mean? Gnavrom says like this. If it's a kesher shel kayoma, you're not allowed to do it. If it's a kesher she'en shel kayoma, you're allowed to do it. So from that Gnavrom is one of the Gnavrom that you see that you're allowed to cut strings in Shabbos. Because if he says if it's any kesher shakayom, you're allowed to cut a string. It was with Korea. Okay, it's bazum the shmuz, magia to Korea. But why if the kesher is shakayom, I'm not allowed to cut my shoe? I'm cutting the string. Then it says, this is very good. What I've learned, when I have two strings and they're tied together, it means that this knot here is holding this whole string with this whole string. This is the knot. So when I cut it, I'm matir. I'm separating the koyach of the knot. I don't have to make the matir in the place of the knot. Because the knot is not only where it's the knot. The chest of the kesher is not only the mokim kesher. The kesher holds this whole string with this whole string together. The chest of the kesher is he ties string number one with string number two and he puts them together. So when I cut that string, I'm breaking the kesher. I mean, I'm matir. Also, le'atir b'shabbat. But if the chefetz of kosher was the ma'isa kosher, one of the shaykhs did that string here. And for sure, the Magen Avraham is not talking about melachas kireya of strings, because he says if the kosher is eino shel kayoma, just it's too hard for you now to be busy to open it, just take a scissors and cut it. Right, so, but it's, right, you didn't cancel the kosher. But the chefetz of the kosher was not only this area, it tied this whole string to this whole string. And you loosen up this piece, you took it out.
If
kosher is ma'isa kosher, so you cut it aside, what is the get? It's the knot stayed in the middle. You're never touching the knot. If kosher is chibur, the two of the strings are connected together, duch the kosher, when you cut it, you're touching the kosher. We'll go a step weiter. Poisel chavon. The Rambam states, if you take strings and you make a big chevel, and you put the strings together until it comes a big rope, you chayev mishum kosher. No ma'isa kosher here. Just did like this and like this and like this till the string came out. If it's a chibur, it's like the Rambam a chidush. As if you do a chibur with a knot, a double knot, a bow on top of a knot, a chibur is eichel of some knot. But as you nishkin chibur, what's in the pshat in the Rambam? B'derech agav, we'll speak about it later in the Pirtei Halachos, but just close. Kikumar Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Eliashiv said,
you have on a bread a twister, you know, they close the bread, and you turn over this bread, close it in Shabbos, you chayev mitzad kosher. This is mamish like poison chabolim. And if you open it in Shabbos, you chayev mitzad matim. So, Shemazalmer, Rabbi Yashi, Svev Gdele Ador, Halfen, Asa Melocha Dei Reis. And Moshe Feinstein is going to make it. Moshe Feinstein time is, no, kosher has to have a chefzer of Meisel kosher. I the Rambam of Paisel Chavolim, the Rambam learns Paisel Chavolim, you're creating a Hevel, it's also as a Fest and Meister. All the Stam twisting a twister is Gorge. Shom Zalman, Rebel Yashiv learned Shad, as the Rambam means the Chibu. It's another way of connecting two things. Paisel Chavolim, the Yesed of Kosher is putting two things together, and if you put a lot of strings and you make a Hevel, it's considered putting two things together. Twister, you're putting the two sides of the twister together. The Moshe says, no, Kosher is only a chefze for Maise Kshire. Because the Rambam learns to create a chevel is also a fest of Maise. What it is, but the Moshe is way nisht. Of a nisht twisters. Twisters, it's a kvetch. It's a gornisht. What? Yeah. Can you? Shukayom, it says. Oh. Now, Kerem Shem is Amun and said a chiddush, and we could argue with him. Now, how much time do you have to make the twister? Some people say, I'm not the Maisel of Rabbi Yashiv, but once one person asked him if you're allowed to make the twister, he said, you're allowed. Then the next person asked him if he's allowed to, he said, you're not allowed. So they asked him, well, still Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv said, first person asked if you're allowed to, I told him yes. The other person asked if you're allowed to twice, I told him no. But it's not the posh for the first time to say yes. In the shoe, we explained that in one time it opens, yeah? Make one knot in the shoe. It's worth going to shoe. But in a twister, the first time could be like the knot in the head of the string. It's not so posh to say that in one time in a twister or not be chayev. It's very not posh to say. However, the Rabbi Yashi was making the same. Now, the Rambam doesn't say chilukim kayomo or enosh al kayomo in Paisim Chavonim. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman wants the time that in the twister also you have the same klolim that we will speak soon, kayomo, eino kayomo, 7 days, 2 days, 1 day, couple months, the shiurim. The mele, if people have a bread and they open it and close the whole time, Shmuel Zalman says it's not a problem to open it to close. We could argue a lot duch the sugyas of Shmuel Zalman, and it's bichlal not poshut. Moshe, the Rambam holds you have to have a nice uman. But in Paisel Chavolim, the Rambam doesn't say you have to have a nice uman. And every kesher the Rambam says, "V'hushi yasenu le'olam." Here the Rambam keeps quiet. And Bazundev we explain that the meisa kesher is the mechayev. So in a normal knot, if you do it, the meisa umon for a whole long time, it's a chetzev a knot. But Mashenkin twisting that it's a metzias of turning epes could be dear. The chetzev is a kesher, even it's eino shel kayama. Kayama we said is nishkin stama aloche. It's mitzuras amaloche. So Zalman says, no, the kayom is medina achivu, and it's the same thing in the twisters. Okay, we just have to know that it's a machlekes. You have Ramesha is making bechlal and twisters. So in one time, if it's Eilish and kayomo, you have Sarim Shem Zalman, Sarim Beliash, Sarim Moshe, to be making to make one little twist. And that's to open it, then you go to Alam, you go to Shalosh Gdoi Lado. And with two twists already, so you're not a portion. If you don't get the Zman, you have Rav Moshe and Rav Shlom Zalm. We ask if this Klor holds that it's a heter of the Zman. What? It's a Kayom and Yom Rav Moshe. And it's not Imam Shchaiv Skili. So Rav Shlom Zalm will Yashu be Chaiv Skili. If you open it to us in Shabbos. It's like going in a car. There's no difference there. We'll speak later, the bread that comes, you know, you open a biscuit package, and it has a twister. It was made in the store for 2 weeks ago. It's considered kayama or not. This is another shmuz, if does taste of kayama or not. Because the maize of the store is planning that you will open it. And you could have bought it in the first day from the store. So this is already a problem, we will go in, what is kayama or not. But if we will have the things neat, this is a kesha. Now we have to handle kayama. Kayama we will learn. There is one more case, maybe the Maisa, these are be'etzem enough, the vial, for the two tzedonim, before we start to go into the melochim.
So we have two klolot tzadim, a ma'isa kesher and a ma'isa chibur. We're not going to say now nafkeminas or aloha in between the two tzadim, because every tzad is shtiklachteire to answer every raya to put the other pshat also in his pshat. I would be excited to know the chkira of the longness of kosher is ma'isa kesher or ma'isa chibur. These are the two tzadim in melechas kosher. These are the two tzadim in melechas kosher. Now, before we start, just we'll make a seder shtick with the Mishneh Brura. Shtatz achsu the halacha from kosher, and then we'll start to go into the pratim. There's four halachas you have to know in kosher. So we said a real kosher is other a double knot, other a knot, and on top of it to have a aliva. Yeah, so what the Ramah of other pasuk? So this is the ma'aseh kosher. But midoraisa you chayev only if the kosher is asui le'oilom. What is le'oilom? A couple months is for sure considered le'oilom. Some shit is all 6 months, a year. A couple months is already considered le'oilom. If it's not made for a couple months, it's made for a week, it's a kesher derabonim. Kesher derabonim, we call it. So kesher deraisa is le'oilom, kesher derabonim if it's made for a week. What's the nafkamin of the Rabbanon the Reis? The Beira the Zomba Aveira. The Rabbanon, Shittas, some Rishonim, the Mishneh Brura brings it down, and Sefer Mishneh Brura, the Halacha is Mepakpe. But in Sefer Mishneh Brura, he brings down that the Mokim Mitzvah you could be making in the Kesh of the Rabbanon. If it's made to be open in the same day, it's Mutter. So we have to, Le'oilom, it's awesome. If it's made for a week, it's the rabbana. If it's made to be open in the same day, it's mutter. So this is the klal. Le'oilom, deraisa. From a week on, we choshesh with deraisa. For a week, it's the rabbana. For a day, it's mutter. What happens in between a day and a week? It's a gray area. And b'shas atchak is a bir halochem, shim yudzayit yivdal, b'teich advorim, that says b'shas atchak it could be same mechtil a week. But the ma'aseh the ikar ha'aloch is chas b'sholem, and Mishmu himself only holds b'shas atchak godly could be tzarev that shita. We pass him if it's made from more from a day, you're not allowed to open it in Shabbos. We're speaking sign of tar, even on a tar, on top of a bow, on top of a knot. A shoe that is made for more than 24 hours, you're not allowed to tie him in Shabbos, you're not allowed to open it in Shabbos. Challah is not kosher. It's food. Not a man. How do you call the challah? It's a twister. A twister, you mean?
Open
it that day, and then it's made shabbos. So it's not made. It's made more 24 hours. So they're not allowed to open it in shabbos.
Same thing applies between a week and
a ba'ilah? No. After a week, we chashish the day rice. Now, there's one more chumra we have to know. The Ramah brings down. So be'etzem, if you will stop here, you don't understand. What is this whole story with the double knot in the shoe? There's no mocker for it, man. Now, the whole mocker is a Ramah. The Rambam holds Chumur. That Maise Uman, that is Einer Lekayoma, is also awesome. We anyway don't know what is Maise Uman. But the Fidah Rambam, that they had sheet of Maise Uman, we didn't pass it. We said, La'olam is the Reise, a week is the Rabbanon, and to open in that day it's Muta. But the sheet of the Rambam, that if it's made, the ma'aseh umen, even if you made it for one day, you're not allowed to open. So the Ramah, every double knot, yeshlach sheishpula yu ma'aseh umen. And even if it's made for that day, you're not allowed to open. This is the mocker, what kids are known, not allowed to make a double knot in Shabbos. It's the b'choish, it's the shittas ha-rambam, that it's a yisul de rabbanon. Be'etzem we know a knot, a double knot, and a bow on a knot is the result of that. Well, of the Reise, 7 days the Rabbanon, for that day it's Mutter. It's the Shita Sarambam, the Ramo is Choshesh, if you have a double knot, not to open them in Shabbos, or not to do them in Shabbos, because maybe it's a Maisa Uma. Ube Mokim Tzal, the Ramo Yeshvaram.
These are the four halachas we have to remember the whole time. Hamokim tzar yesh lehotus. Yeah, so now, ba'etzem, this is the halachas we know. Now the first question is, what happens normally in Shabbos? So ba'etzem, what we do in Shabbos? We don't do a double nap because we're scared. Sundaramo. So we do only a nap in a bowl. Other, ba'etzem, if it'll be a double nap, it'll be only a derabana. Now you tie your shoe, what normally happens, and a mistake, it turns over to be a nap. What you will do in Shabbos? Yeah. A bow and a nut. I mean, it's not a mess either. Well, maybe it holds even a nut and a bow. And a bow is also not a mess woman, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Because you're doing it less than 24 hours. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos. So you'll see where you're not allowed to do it. But in a shoe that is made for opening in that day, you're allowed to make a nut and a bow and a bow. What? A lot of people are scared that the shoelaces will open after they finish to make one bow, they just make another bow. So it's a knot over a bow, and it's a bow in the bottom. So it's not a ma'is uman, not here and not here. So even in the ma'is we have two knots together, he holds it's okay. But we'll see soon, like the righteous will be enough. But anyway, the shoe. We're talking on the Zach that it's mutum in Atayre, and even the Shittas, everyone is mutum. The Ramah is choish of the Shittas HaRambam for Maitre Umar not to make a double knot. But Mele, he's making to do Azazah. Now, but we're speaking of a person that has shoe, got a knot in Shabbos. What you will do? So the Etzim, the feet of clothing, what we learn now, is nothing what to do. We have to leave it closed until after Shabbos. No, boss. You would say, look, the Mokim Tzar, you're allowed to open. What is Mokim Tzar? What is the shoe of Mokim Tzar? It's hanging in the street a bit, you know. Gets a knot and it's hanging around sometimes. There's a chaster, if someone will step on it, it's Mokim Tzar. What is the shoe of Mokim Tzar? This is one shayla. And second shayla is, could be more from that. The knot was not made lezman. The knot was made more from lezman. The bow was made al das to open. The knot was nasa me'elov. Maybe a Nasa Me'elov has a din of a Keshel Lo'elov. We see in a second, the Chkir will be, what is matter? If I have a das to open it, or the Oyser is if I have a das to keep it forever. It's a couple of communities. What is Keshel Shel Kayomo? I have a das to leave it forever? I don't know. Every Keshel is a Keshel Shel Kayomo. If I have a das to open it, I'm afkir the Keshel Shel Kayomo. Chkir. I'm a Chagir out. So, this is the two shires to clear in the shoe. First, maybe the Nat is a Keshel Shel Kayomo. Maybe the knot is the Keshel Shel Kayomo. Because I never had a das to open it. And even if it's a Keshel Shel Kayomo, so then it's no heter to open. And even if it's not a Keshel Shel Kayomo, but it's a double knot, the Ramah doesn't let to open a double knot. So Lemaise, on the first shayla, the Chai Odom brings down that it's not considered a Keshel Shel Kayomo. Because I was busy when I did this place, when I did the knot here, I didn't want it to be kavua. I don't want a knot to be here forever. So Memele doesn't have a din of a Keshel Shel Kayomo and it's mutter. The Lomim say even more a knage. The bottom knot I was trying to open before. So the bottom knot I did. The top knot I didn't do. And we said every knot has two pieces in the knot. And if a half of the knot already I was trying to open, so Sinishkin Keshel Shel Kayomo, so the Achroi, the Chayodom, and the Mishnah Brura, Sinishkin Keshel Shel Kayomo. But Mikolmukim, we said the Ramos says you're not allowed to open a double knot in Shabbos. And Lechu only the Mokim Tzar is Mutter. Zog the Chazanish, Vafilu Hochi, Nirali, Shafilu Shaloi, the Mokim Tzar, you're allowed to open. Why? Because Be'etzim the Ramos is Modne, and the Ramam is Modne, and you have Gmoros Meforosh that you're allowed to open it. But Klaris or Mekabel the Ramos, we have to listen, they will not Mekabel when the shoes get tied up together. And there's Zog the Chazanish. And there's Zog the Chazanish. So now, this is Be'etzim the Halacha, and this part, Be'etzim, we finished this part. So a lot of people will ask me, when I was a kid, I remember in my Cheder, they told me, if it's very loose, you're allowed to open it. Right? If it's not so loose, you're not allowed to open a double knot in Shabbos. And Be'etzim is no mocker for it in Halacha. Chazanish says, you're allowed to open it in every way. But the market for the loose is, because the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, and Mur's farm, that a double knot that is loose, is for sure not a Maisa Uma. It can't be. Because if it's a Maisa Uma, so everything is Maisa Uma. So what is a knot? The Aram said it's a knot. Is a Maisa Uma? It's not a Mishnah of Maisa Uma. How is it Maisa Uma? So the Moshe, you know, the old fashioned tichels, they made like a double knot in the back. And if Rabbanim spoke about it, what's in the heter? The Aruch HaShulchan says they do it very loose, they don't tie it. It's a machma, it's a... You know, you have a lot of Americans, a lot of time ask the shayla, you know, some wondering, in the coat, they have a string, they like to make it a knot, double knot in Shabbos. Instead of putting it nicely in the coat, they just make it a double knot. So the ma'aseh lefi d'Rambam, it's Yisod HaRabbanim to do it in Shabbos, a double knot. But the limud zchus of this bachrim is, if they don't do it strong, there's a big bachrim to be made. You know, sometimes it's not mamish, it doesn't, a shoe, when you do a double knot in a shoe, you know, your mamish have to work with your teeth how to open it. This is mamish shmer matzah. This is ma'aseh uman. This klel d'Rambam has a gather of a ma'aseh uman. But if this is the reason, the mokhe, that some people are not saying the chazanish. Rambam says that. Rambam says it's also to decide klaris or bin decide to make kabel the Rambam in shoes. Rambam says that. So they, this is the reason, my chayde, this is our rabbi told us. It's a kind of chazanish, when you adapt this. But I'm saying, I'm sure you also heard this minhagim, but when it's loose, it's for sure you're allowed to open it. But all this besog in one hand, two hands, this is bichal, this is narishkeit, this is tunishkin motel bichal. So basically the halacha is, like I be the shoes, machen das klo, that if it became a double knot in Shabbos, me'ikar adin, chazanish mishnevuah, say, you're allowed to open it in Shabbos. Where it states, heisish ken kesher shel kayome, it's not at the rabbonon, and the rabbonon you're allowed to open in Shabbos. No problem. We said, some people want to be violent, my se'umun is with the rabbonon also, so it's a lekatchile, it's a mimic lekatchile, maybe when it's only a shtickle loose. This is a normal boch. Now, Rav Neuber has a big chumre. Rav Neuber has a big chumre. What would be the moshav? You have a lot of lazy bochim that have Shabbos shoes. And they make a knot on their Shabbos shoes. And then when they come up to Shabbos, they just, you know, they just push it off the foot. So, okay, first you could say, if they were planning to do it, when they put on the shoes, they know Motzi Shabbos, they're not planning to take off the shoes. We'll see, could be they were nichshol and kesher in Shabbos. If we said a bow on top of a knot, is a kesher gomel. No, it's no difference for double knot than a bow on top of a knot. Okay, but this maybe no one plans. Everyone thinks you'll be a normal person Motzi Shabbos. Shlomai said, it comes very late, you just, the shoes just swim off his foot. But the shayla is, he forgot all about it. And next Friday, he was away Friday, you know, he comes back to the Shabbos of the deer. Shabbos morning is planning to put on Shabbos shoes. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, so here we have a bow and a knot. That's already made a week. It's a week old. So Kesha Shal Kayom, you're not allowed to open it in Shabbos. So they passed the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. It's a Kesha from a week. This is the mistake. A knot, a bow and a knot is a Kesha of Gomul. It's a Kesha of a week. Remember, you're not allowed to open it in Shabbos. It's Isur the Rabbon to open the shoe in Shabbos. What? This is the second. Exactly, for sure. The tie is Mamish, one of the hardest things in Shabbos to do. What, the tie? The double knot, you never made a double knot. Here, this kesher, you did it. You made it. What do you mean you don't want it to lose? You took it off and you left it there.
Originally, you planned to be, when he made it, he planned to be regular.
But he changed his mind. When he took it off, it's not that something happened to the knot. What? A week? Pashas, it's a bit less than Meir Slays. It's more than the Gemara, it's a bit less than Meir Slays. It's awesome. And second, we'll get the same thing will be the ma'isa in tithes. Yeah. I, Mr. Shem, plan to bring the same a kegan that stuff. But if he's machmer, if Shmir Shabbos is machmer, it's very shmer to be makel for kegan. He's normally more on the makel side. Oh. Now we'll go a step back. Doing the tithe in Shabbos. Amol was shmuz b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. Some of the Ashi hold that it's Bichlal Nishkana. Had a friend of mine who went over to him, he asked him, you know, you're allowed to make a time Shabbos? No, so the man asked him a favor to go over, he asked him, you're allowed to do a time Shabbos, and he basically do a machmas. So, no, for sure, he didn't want to know. You know. So he told him, so he kissed the day after he came, he told him like this. He told him, it's like Kesha. I don't understand why it's not a Maisa Umin. I would say this Mamash a Maisa Umin. Till today, I don't know how to do it exactly. No, that's Mamash a Maisa Umin. When the double map is Nishkin Maisa Umin, that's Maisa Umin. But it's different lomdus if we learn the sugi is that vice is my su'umen, and the whole Ramon is about me. Every double man is my su'umen, every kid could do it. So vice is with the Ramon meant to be choshesh in my su'umen, not to do it even from less than 24 hours. Umen didn't mean profession. Made a festanat. This is what the Ramon meant. A double knot is a festanat. Umen is only a chitinza to magdir, a starke keshe. But when we come to Ramon, they told me he took his title from Shul Zalman, and Shul Zalman saw him doing it a couple of times. It was a normal way. And Rosh Hashanah has a loch of a bow on top of a knot. That's his special gobble. But less than 24 hours we're allowed to do it. More than 24 hours we're not allowed to do it. For sure, if it was made from last week, we're not allowed to open it in Shabbos. There's no heter to open it in Shabbos. And the same thing, we'll see second with Masbir. If the Moshe, you're a type of person that doesn't open your tie from week to week, some people just make a tie till it finishes, and then they send it to cleaning. And the Moshe would open the mistake in Shabbos, they're not allowed to do it. It's an Isu Gomu. Could be an Isu Dei Raisi to do as a tie in Shabbos. It's an Isu Dei Raisi. It's an Isu Dei Raisi to make a tie kesher in Shabbos. This is a kesher Gomu. Let me gain Nochatrop. No, but I understand, it doesn't make a difference. Nishke Mais Umen. And Nivar got a Kesher and Kesher of the Zal Dazah.
It's making a difference.
You're allowed to. We'll get in a second more to Masber, but I want first to go... What if you make a knot, I'll dance to 12 to the garbage. Make a knot. Try to use it for one day and then to throw it to the ground. Nothing bad. Say it's the kesher shel kayom or not. That's in the chkira is, if I need a das lo'ilom, how much can das to make with lo'ilom? The man of brand to throw it. But if it's a das to open it, how much can das to open it? The man of this thing in tshuva brings a rayo, but it's moot. The man says that he made this tie on top of the son of Mishtalach with a double knot, the מתאמר יש לי חלק בזה הרגע אבל גם הרב דיסקין על כל חור תופס יש לי קשר של חלק כשנובעמו בקירוס הוי הוא חלק על המערב דיסקין וזה עשה חושבים כאילו בקירוס הבור and they hold that the פירוש הרע שנפסיק אל המדגים המדען המדזיין המדבד משתכי רע שפתא זה נעלה את זו זה משתכי מור נעלה את צהל בקשר זה לולד שעד נראה ששהוא קשר של קיומו שהרי כשנגמר סוטס אין מתיר עם הישראל אין לעזור כי הוא יצא כך שאין כלור זה רייס שעודם הוא מבחור איתו בסוי קיומו ומצד ההור פשדיה עם הישראל בירושלמי או יום בירישי ולבנה ולבנה זה נהור שלי בטי זה היה מחלק שעודם הוא להלוך את מתיר place to run into after. And that's to me is very crucial. The Moshe would think of the garbage, there. You have to make a double map, you have to make a map, and you have to make a map in the door on top of it, and that. In Shabbos, you throw to the garbage. We learn now that a bow, this is a fact, that we're going to be lawyers and scholars. A bow on top of the map is a kesher gomu.
You're allowed to do it for less than 24 hours. It's the only matzah in between the and the double knot. Now, so everyone knows the double knot, no one finished the garbage, no one does the double knot. But we're not in the bubble, you're allowed. Then you take it and you throw it to the garbage. In Shabbos, after Shabbos, don't make a difference. And after, you have to taste the rice from there, and you let Andrew from there. There's no better, but imagine you eat three times, it's more than the smack, three times. You know, you have a little type of that. So Shulz Amun says, you're out. The first thing is when you are master. It's new months, and let's show you will have kids with toys, and you'll see you'll have diapers. You change the little kids. We said, Tfiril is man, who did have kosher is man. So these are the Americans, most of the people that are saying, I'm pulling back to that on Shabbos, is they hold, Tfiril is man is like kosher, most of them are the same kind in the locha, and you do it with man, you just put it on the baby, you feel it, and then you take it off. Then you change the baby, then what do you do? It's a diaper. Then you put it, and now you just snap it back together. You don't leave it open. The diaper is open, you finish the baby, you have a whole diaper. You mush them together, and you tie them back with the two little pieces of scotch tape. Now this you never open, you throw it like this in the garbage. This could be a shiny for the melacha de rice. You taste it. Sticking is taste, it's kosher, it's all good enough. Now going into the melacha of taste. So the vada is all the rice. So the zalman and the tikkuni and miluim, it's now shlom and the shmir shabbat, but the wool came out in the very different, so the zalman is matter. And the meister, the yoror, the people, we are very scared from the shadow from the lach of the rice, and we'll never do another. We'll never tie, never do nothing when you throw the garbage, just leave it open. Put it in the bag, never do a double knot. We'll never do a twist of what? No, you're not allowed. If it sticks together, you're not allowed. Also not allowed. It sticks. Also not allowed. Yeah, you're also sticking one part of another. But it's two sides of it. It's not big me always. To open the full Shabbos, I will plan together. The opening of the full Shabbos will come and will stick later on. And listen, this is the answer that the store did it a month ago. Shalpayama. So we opened before Shabbos. So now it's inside 24 hours. There are some people say they opened it last Shabbos. They don't even really open last Shabbos. It doesn't help.
So it's not question.
They leave them open. No. How the people that are machmir. With a marshal, I will never close the diaper after I took it off because it's la'ilam, yeah? I never go in the garbage and I open it later. But I'm the baby, it's tfiril isman. The people in Yerushalayim are not to be makers. The Bnei Brak are not making a tfiril isman. They make it like a little pants before Shabbos and just put it on the baby like that. Yeah? Okay, but this is where I get the tfiril. But for sure we'll be told in the chikir what is kosher. We said if you want tzad in kosher and it's a chibur, who are you in the tfir?
This
is from the tfir, so maybe a kesher de rabbanon is more chomor than a kesher de reise. I'm saying it's more, if that is not a kesher bichlal, could be as different. Same with a twister. To throw something with a twister is not a shosu. Here's even more chabur. Here's going to be even more chabur. Now we'll go to the next thing. The Shita Samishna Brure, that a kesher that you used to doing le'oilom, it doesn't help if you will do it now le'zman. If you normally do this tie, lo'ilo, you can't say, okay, I will do it now, this man. If the way to do it is lo'ilo, it's also even if you do it this man. The Bi'alocha brings some rice, we'll touch some of the rice. One of the rice is the Moshul. Shteit in Gemore, in Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do it, tzitzis in Shabbos. Right? This is to do with tzitzis and Shabbos. This is the reason the Malchus says that the tzitzis here in Shabbos, you're allowed to go without tzitzis. because the mitzvah is to put on the tzitzis, and in Shabbos I can't put on the tzitzis because you're not allowed to make the kshiras in Shabbos. So mele, I'm potter from tzitzis in Shabbos, and when I can't do it, I'm allowed to wear it. And that's like the malchim. So tzitzis in Shabbos also, it's like the world, do the tzitzis in Shabbos, I'll dance to open it, but it's Shabbos. Tell me to see the Ramah, but the Gemara says, with the rice you're not allowed to do the tzitzis in Shabbos. And we send me the rice, even a double knot, I'll dance to open them in 24 hours, you're allowed to. Oh, so it's a raya that even if you have a plan like this time, to open, of a vow to mitzias the world, is no ignish nazay. So you can tell me, no, the world is anders. What? No, the Rabbonim is looking at the rice. The Rambam is looking at the Rabbonim. Don't say the rice. The second raya is the Gemara in Eruvin Kuvgimel. If you find tefillin in Shabbos, open tefillin. The Gemara says, there's no way to pick them up. It's fine, Roshus, Roshus. Like the Gemara, and you can't make a kesher, because the kesher shall kayom. Shine is what? Make a kesher, put them on your head, walk with them, and after Shabbos, you offer the kesher. Tell us this again. If the Welt makes this kesher le'olam, even if you're not doing it le'olam, see health nish. See health nish. There is another raya. Stay that you're allowed to do a kesher derabbanan letzerech mitzvah for 7 days, right? He said, kesher derabbanan, you're allowed to do letzerech mitzvah. Like the Messiah, why do you have to have a heter? Do it for 1 day, and after Shabbos open it and tie it again. Why do you have to be over the derabbanan? You could be nitzal mit the derabbanan. Tie it, I'll ask to open it straight after Shabbos, and you'll be nitzal mit the derabbanan. You'll not be over the derabbanan. Oh, this is what I'm trying to get. So we made a vital of the Issel. So we see from all these places that is the Issel the Rabbonon to tie a kesher the Rabbonon. To tie a kesher as the Welt makes it the whole time. And the same thing in the Lulav. Why did Moses say you can't make a kesher of a Lulav? It's a kesher shel kayomo. Let the Mishnah to say, do a kesher shel a Lulav and open it after Shabbos. Tie the kesher shel lulav and open it after Shabbos. What? It's mashma. Loshon Mishnah Berurah is mashma. It's minag ha'olam to do a zak kesher le'olam. So you want to say maybe ties is different? Well, so parshas we have four raya's brurah that if the minag ha'olam is to do this kesher le'olam, it doesn't help that you will do it in Zman. The minhag ha'olam is to do it le'olam. It doesn't help that you want to make the kesher in Zman. Maybe it's the answer in the Gemara. But the Mishnah Berurah says klo that it's Issel d'Oraisa. The Welt answers the Raya's in a little anders sprach, but it's the same story. Not the story in the Welt. If when you do the kesher, the only reason you're planning to open it is because you don't want to have a avere, that's heishnishkin the kesher of nishkin le'olam. If the kesher is le'olam, and the reason it's not le'olam is because you don't want to have a avere, that's heishnishkin kesher nishkin le'olam. Has to be that machmas atzmo he's not oimed le'olam. But if machmas atzmo he will stay le'olam, the reason he's not staying here is because he has a das to open him. Why? Because you don't want to have an issu. This doesn't make it not to be a kesher le'olam. You can good harem. You can good harem. This doesn't make it not to be a kesher le'olam. So then for sure a tithe will not help. Say, normally I do a tithe for 2 weeks. Because I know now Shabbos I'm doing it to open it. It doesn't help.
Then
you're allowed to do it. Then you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to have a das to leave it for more. But then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So the mokim matchak be 7 days in Mishnah Berurah's matzah. Or be more than 7 days now. What are the the normal problem that comes out? After we know these are losses. And Shabbos, you get a glila. What do you do? If you get Shabbos Shachris, it's not a problem. But if you get Shabbos and Mincha glila, it was tutme. Normally, now most of the places where they have the hook ones, it's a problem, they're doing that. But in the old days, you had to go around and around and around, then you just make a nap and a bow. The next time you will open the Sefer Torah is when? 3 days? What is the heifer? Oh, bow. Very good. But after Maftar Yoyna. What is next Maftar Yoyna? Well, not Hayah. So some people say, no, if it's only for a week, the Rabbanon, the Mokim Mitzvah is Mutter. The Rabbanon, the Mokim Mitzvah is Mutter. It's for a week. First we said the Heter of Mokim Mitzvah is Nishna Zeklo, because Allah doesn't like that Heter so much. And also it only helps on the Zachen like you know, Mincha, these kind of things. Oh, and the Maftir, the Moshe, you know, again, a Maftir, all these things. Do you take camp packing or you have a special Roshchodesh Sefer Torah? Yeah? That should, they take out the Roshchodesh Sefer Torah and next Roshchodesh. Could be a Kesher Day night. Roshchodesh. Kesher Mitzvah is because they were not. Oh, so first it's not the Pasha, it's the Kesher Shul Mitzvah. But Pasha, the Kesher Shul Mitzvah, because the reason you're doing it, you don't want the Sefer Torah to open it, to run away. Be a bizarre Sefer Torah. So you're doing it in the covenant Mitzvah of Sefer Torah. So the ma'aseh, the machmirim are makpid not to do a bow after a glile, mincha, on your Shabbos morning. You make one knot, and then you go around and around and you stuff it in. This is the ma'aseh, the milah machmir. What? So, I send a letter of Chaim Kanievsky that in Derech Emunah he says, Lagabe Kilayim, that if you make a double one knot and you go around and around, it's legabe kilaim, say it's kilaim. And the Hichas of the Torah brings down that this glila is okay. But you have to know two zachas. I'm saying, is the machmirim shel machmirim hold that this is also a problem? To make one knot and then to stuff it into the side. Because they hold it, fold it together. Pashas is b'seyim. But I'm saying, now, the Iker HaLoch, Rav Shmuel Zalman says that Rav Shmuel Zalman didn't speak in Zachen, maybe in Sefer Torah for a week, but Zachen or Ha'imet for a long time, the minig was to do it, it's very shver, why was the minig to do it? But the Ma'aseh, the Machmir, the Ma'aseh did not to do it. And even the people that want to save up with the Evan and the minig that people did it, it's only to make a nap, and then a bow. Over a knot, a bow and a bow, it's awesome. Sometimes it doesn't catch, make another bow there. This is mamish awesome. Because be'etzer, we said a bow and a bow, it could be mamish a kesher gomel. The reason that people will make it, maybe they learn that aniva al gabi kesher, as nishkin mamish, as a ramo, they have what to be saying to mitzaref, either we saying the whole time that aniva al gabi kesher is a isur gomel, they had a nishkin kumera maybe, Klarisol had some minik, the nivar gabi kesher, as nishkin mamish a kesher gomo. So we for sure we don't pass it like that. But when making mitzvah, we left the minik like it was. But to make a knot, and a bow and a bow, this could be mamish isul gomo. Now, so some people came with the eitzah. They got a glile, you're machmer, you give your glile, and the shtibach, and you're shot, it just doesn't go. Hagbe, you can say, it's so what do you say, glile? People think you take the passage, yeah? So those two of them. Some people say, no problem. They come to the Shtiblach on the Shabbos and they will open it. This is still in the first two Terutzim. If we say that the Pshat when doesn't help you that, when Minaga Oilam to do it Le'olam, here is no Minaga Oilam to do it Le'olam. Because sometimes they do it for Minchat, Shachis, sometimes Shtiblach to change them in Yalim. There's no Kviz, Dik Minag. What is the tie on the Sefer Torah? What is the craft from this tie? Although if the Yisrael in the Biur Halacha is that if you open it because you don't want to be nichshol in the Yisur, it doesn't help.
If the reason you're doing it lizman is not because you don't want to have an issue. Not because you're doing it lizman. This is lizman, but I've done helfnish. So maybe it will not help to do sefer and shul and to say I'm doing the glila and sefer but I'm doing it al das to open it later. What? Yeah, but no, but b'shas ma'is you did the kasha lo'ilam. Why? In the ma'is you did lo'ilam. The ma'is you did it lo'ilam. So the reason you're planning to open it a little pasuk is because you don't want to be able to have it. Why are you doing it this month? Not because you don't want. Just you don't want to be able to eat, so you're doing it this month, you're coming back to learn. A minute, this is awesome. Why? Why? Because you want plan to open it. Zog the Mishnah Bura, we bring your eye from the city, that it doesn't help. We bring your eye from the city, that it doesn't help, but you're planning to open it. But you have a dust to open, it's not matter. Yeah. So the first of all, that it helps my dust. Is in a kesher that the world makes lo ilam, then the dust doesn't help. So here you can say, in a chanami, this kesher, the world doesn't do it lo ilam.
Just suppose,
why is it
about
11 after 9? Okay? This is a ball. Okay, the same. But it doesn't care. No, it's very smart that it will catch. Oh, I don't know. It's all that. Oh, so very good. Some people, some machmir come and say more from that. The ma'aseh you come to a shul, they open a sefer Torah. It's holding in the last parsha. You see, no one read it. Oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. You know, it's a mistake. You took out the wrong sefer Torah. How you open it? So, Enochanami, the Ether, it could be the same problem, but here for sure it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. And you could be Mitzarech some Shittas that hold that Matir is only Chayev, it's Matir Amanas Liksha. What? Some of them, I know, but after you took it out, the Ma'is is now to open it. It's closed, you can't open it over there. It's this business of a terror to bring him back in. But it's mut, if it's a business of a terror, it's mutter to open.
Why
is it matter on the night? Because you're not matter on the night. Matter on the night is, we'll get to matter, you open your shoe. Okay, it's also normal, it's also with the rabbana, this is, we didn't talk about it. Your shoe got a knot, right? So normally, when it gets a knot, it's also not, it's a bit loose. The knot normally doesn't have manner so stark. You make a knot in a bow, and when it turns over to be a knot, that's what you smack in the cool, it's sticking loose. So you open the knot, and now you can tie it sharp. This is a matter of a last picture. Even if you matter to take it off to go to sleep, it also could be also the same shayla as in Korea. Shalom and last picture. All this goes into the shayla here. But it's still of shittas that you have to have a last picture. But your kosha after the kriya satayah the same thing I'm going to ask you. And another truth is because the ma'ase, when you do the na'at, you don't have the na'at to open it. But alamol, if it's a derabonon, you say a suffer, maybe the person that made the na'at was the gabe and he was planning Moshe Shabbos to come to fix it. Maybe the shul had a da'at to fix it. Maybe someone fixed it there yesterday. All these truth. But the ain't a chanami, the ma'ase, for all these problems, the minig in the soul recently became other to use this thing, you just roll around and you stuff it in, you don't make a knot b'chlal. Other to use these metal things that catch and you don't have to make a knot. But if you have to make a knot, it's like a...
So like the
haftar thing is not... Haftar thing is no problem, it's really the haftar thing, no one can. Most of the people, you have like a long thing, go around, and just give one stuff inside.
But to make a knot in the bowl is no effort.
No head. Why? I said, Shulzam said the minig is given to Tanya. But your hands can go there to do it. To be a shayla from their eyes. Your mom is a shayla from Melocha their eyes. What? It's like opening and closing a door. It's made to be, it's like a belt. How do you close a belt in Shabbos? No, not a kosher. Vaisam chavonim was a chiddush in the twisters, bring a machlekes in the twisters, see heist a kosher or not. Ma'ach kira, I asked a lot, no one knew, the shayla and the tag. But this lemaiz of kumtai is a very big problem, yeah? If you normally make a tag for a long time, but lemaiz you have in Shabbos and you want to make a tag, and now it came out clear that it's a big problem to make the tag, even if you have the das to open it. So you have a friend that normally does a tie for a short time. You're allowed to ask him to do the tie or not. If you tell him, Claude, that you want the tie for later, then it's for sure also. Then he's doing it later. But he's doing it this time. And his time on the tie is not his best in the album.
In other words, you ask him to do it like you know. His dad is something you don't have to do, like he's doing it later.
Okay, so it's awesome. Yes, she's saying, oh, the mice are double sharing.
Okay, so you ask a friend on
Erev
Shabbos to make a tie. So he just come out and dance, he doesn't have to make a tie. So when you take it off, you're not
going to take it off. You're going to. So then you have a problem to open
it.
So that's the question. If the Bailim has a dance to open, if it helps. Someone made a kesher le'olam. And if someone else is standing in the sand and is trying to open it. And the guy doesn't know. So here you could say, it doesn't matter, he lets the other guy to do what he wants. you making a knot, so there's a let standing there. I'm opening. Yeah, then he didn't open. Now you're allowed to open it or not? Not for Poshut. Yenim's that. Well, I'm talking for Kel. What are you saying? Someone normally does a tie, now his tie had opened in Shabbos. Now he doesn't know what to do. He's not allowed to do a tie in Shabbos. Because when he has a das to open in the chuva, doesn't help. If he's doing it only because of the isu. If sometimes he opens, sometimes he closes, that makpid, say it. But if he's a makpid gomo, he doesn't know how to do a tie, he must be so angry at the guy that opened his tie. Now, the shayla, what he does. So the shayla, if you can come over to a friend that normally knows how to do ties, this guy does the ties in 2 minutes. He opens it after every Shabbos, he just loses it off. He doesn't want to spoil the tie. And he's allowed to ask him to do a tie or not. He's doing the tie for you, and by you it's a tie from Kayama. But by Yanam it's not Kayama. So it's mistaber that if you tell him, do it for less than 24 hours, and you also have a das to open it, it could be then, and shtotzach nishtzu to you. This is l'chul mistaber as a bimuter. Not mistaber. Tell him, I only need it for this Shabbos, but the Shabbos, please make me a quick one. But the Shabbos, you'll measure it exactly again. But you know, it's clothed, that Mishas HaSiyah, it's not made for staying forever. So, this is Be'etzem, the Yesod of Kosher. I'm not sure, this is the Shailah. But I'm saying, it's one Shailah if you go Basel the Oilom. There's another Tzad to answer the Bi'u Halacha, it's not because you go Basel the Oilom. It's because if you have a das to open it, not to be nichshol in for Shabbos, to say that you can das on a teres. So the fee that is no mocking to hold it. And then, but this, the assertion is to remember the whole time. A bow and a tie, and a knot and a bow and a knot, and a knot and a knot, is the etzem, the zel, the isa. And the zel is after remember, there's a lot of times you see a lot of bachim and nichshol in it, you know, in these American codes that you tie. The belt. So we spoke, maybe if you make it loose, it's nishkan ma'isa umen. No. But a lot of people, you know, they're scared that it runs out, you know, has like two little, it could run out of the, I don't know how they call it, so you make it like a little nap, then it doesn't run away. This is a kesher b'roi shachut. This could be the rice. Yeah. Not together. Together, so the vote is because it's two, it's only a double nap, it holds. Said it. But again, only on Mutal Lizman. But this one, even if you do it Lizman, some people like make some knots, it's too long. It's all different mean hugging. Why reason people make us a knot? This is Mamish also, this is Mamish also. Now, there's a big suffix in the Lomdin, if Kesher B'roi Shachut, when we said it's also, even though it's one knot, it's like a Maisa Umar that it's also Lizman. But it's not like a Maisa Umen. Misvorah, it's like a Maisa Umen. If we said the idea of the Maisa Umen strong,
these knots are the most strongest knots. Yeah? One strong, if you're making a tzitzis, one knot, this is it, you never get over it. If my suman is mura katsura, still, I think maybe it's a Tosefer and the Ramah, and if you then could be its mutter. But the Pashtus, the Olam HaMachmer, that is also based on my suman, is better not to make these things in the belt, even in the Znam. Also the same thing in Shabbos and the Tzitzis, to be careful not to make it a knot in Shabbos. Sometimes you have like a half an hour, you just pull it and it becomes a knot in Shabbos. This is also. Other than the tie, some people, you know, they don't want the tie to be too long. They make it a small knot. And the tie, yeah, it's not something in Hagen. So I'm saying, all these one knots, you also have to be makpin not to do them in Shabbos. It could be a chash for the Yisrael, the Rabbanon, or the Yisrael, the Reis.